Hey there, everyone, and welcome to the Leap of Faith podcast. I'm Lorraine, and I'm your host. Today is Monday. It is November 13th, I believe. And first of all, it's the weekend after Veterans Day. And so I did not get a chance to say this last week, so I'm going to say it this week. Thank you to all the people who have served our country in the military. Not just the military. I mean, I know that I guess the military is Veterans Day because you have to be a veteran. So I'm going to say thank you to all those who have served Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. What am I missing? Space Force. If I'm missing somebody, I apologize. I think I got them all. Anyway, huge sacrifice for our country. And it's not only the person who is serving, though, it is also the people who support them, whether it's parents, families, wives, and children. They also deserve a little bit of recognition because they are forgotten and they have sacrificed as well, especially when their moms or dads have to go off for extended periods of time. And they don't get to see their kids, and the kids don't get to see the parents, and it's very hard. It's hard on the family. So I'm just saying thank you to everybody who served, just thank you. I don't know how else to say it. Also, last week I recorded chapters 2 and 3. No, I did 2. I got it onto Facebook, but for whatever reason, it would not sync up with the other platforms. I don't know why. Tried to do it again today. Same thing. So I unplugged everything. I turned everything off. I replugged it back in again, and I am praying to God that everything is back to normal. So I'm going to go ahead and do chapters 2 and 3 over again. If you've already heard them, or if you've already read through them, great. Or you can skip to wherever you haven't listened to, whatever the situation is. I'm just trying to get us back on track. So it's actually episodes 103.3 and 103.4. So there I am. I'm going to go ahead and read, but not without praying first. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Holy God, we come to you with grateful, thankful hearts. We are so blessed by you, and we are in awe of you, and we love you so much, and we want to keep on getting to know you better and better through your word, Lord. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. We thank you for his selfless act by shedding his blood for our sins, Lord. We didn't deserve it. We can't earn it. It is a gift that is only paid by the blood of Jesus. So thank you. Lord, I thank you for those who are out there listening, whether they are newcomers or longtime listeners. I thank you for them. I pray for each and every one of them, for the blessings that they are asking for, whatever their needs are, whether it's physical, emotional, financial, spiritual, whatever it is. They could be under spiritual attack. I don't know. But you do. You know what's going on in every single person's life. And I know that you will take care of it because you are in control. So, Lord, thank you. I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to get your word out into the world. And I pray that it gets out there for whoever needs to hear it. Send more. Grow this ministry in the way that you want it to grow. I know Jeremiah and I are both in the same mindset. We want to be in your will for however big or however small, whatever person, whoever needs to hear this. I pray you send them. I pray over all of our family and friends. I pray for Jeremiah's family. Watch over them, protect them, guide and direct them, Lord, in all they do and all that they say. And I feel the same. I'm asking the same for my family. Watch over my boys. When they're not here, and guide and direct them, Lord. And for anybody who has kind of gone off the beaten path, Lord, I pray for them to come back to you, whoever they might be. I pray that they come back to you, because being in your will and having that relationship with you is so incredibly important. So thank you for giving us that. Lord, we invite you into this time in your word. We pray over it, Lord. I pray that everything is back on track and all the electronics are going. I hope this uploads. I'm just hoping and praying that this is the right thing. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. My phone keeps dinging. I don't know what that is. It's weird. So sorry about that. Just kept dinging. All right, well, let's get into chapter. I'm going to read chapters 2 and chapter 3 again, and hope to God that this is going to go through this time. So let's read. It's episodes 103.3 and 103.4. Let me put my readers on first. I don't even need my highlighter because I already highlighted. Hannah's prayer of praise. Then Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumbled are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will appear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. Then Elkanah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy served the Lord by assisting Eli the priest. Eli's wicked sons. Now the sons of Eli were scoundrels who had no respect for the Lord or for their duties as priests. Whenever anyone offered a sacrifice, Eli's sons would send over a servant with a 3-pronged fork. While the meat of the sacrificed animal was still boiling, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever it brought up to be given to Eli's sons. All the Israelites who came to worship at Shiloh were treated this way. Sometimes the servant would come even before the animal's fat had been burned on the altar. He would demand raw meat before it had been boiled, so that it could be used for roasting. The man offering the sacrifice might reply, "Take as much as you want, but the fat must be burned first." Then the servant would demand, "No, give it to me now, or I'll take it by force." So the sin of these young men was very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offerings with contempt. But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. He wore a linen garment like that of a priest. Each year his mother made a small coat for him and brought it to him when she came with her husband for the sacrifice. Before they returned home, Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord give you other children to take the place of this one she gave to the Lord." And the Lord blessed Hannah, and she conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Now Eli was very old, but he was aware of what his sons were doing to the people of Israel. He knew, for instance, that his sons were seducing the young women who assisted at the entrance of the tabernacle. Eli said to them, I have been hearing reports from all the people about the wicked things you are doing. Why do you keep sinning? You must stop, my sons. The reports I hear among the Lord's people are not good. If someone sins against another person, God can mediate for that guilty party. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede? But Eli's sons wouldn't listen to their father, for the Lord was already planning to put them to death. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew taller and grew in favor with the Lord and with the people. A warning for Eli's family. One day, a man of God came to Eli and gave him this message from the Lord. I revealed myself to your ancestors when they were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. I chose your ancestor Aaron from among all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer sacrifices on my altar, to burn incense, and to wear the priestly vest as he served me. And I assigned the sacrificial offerings to you priests. So why do you scorn my sacrifices and offerings? Why do you give your sons more honor than you give me? For you and they have become fat from the best offerings of my people Israel. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of the tribe of Levi would always be my priests, but I will honor those who honor me, and I will despise those who think lightly of me. The time is coming when I will put an end to your family, so it will no longer serve as my priests. All the members of your family will die before their time. None will reach old age. You will watch with envy as I pour out prosperity on the people of Israel. But no members of your family will ever live out their days. The few not cut off from serving at my altar will survive, but only so their eyes can go blind and their hearts break and their children will die a violent death. And to prove that, what I've said will come true, I will cause your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, to die on the same day. Then I will raise up a faithful priest who will serve me and do what I desire. I will establish his family, and they will be priests to my anointed kings forever. Then all of your surviving family will bow before him, begging for money and food. Please, they will say, give us jobs among the priests so we will have enough to eat. Chapter 3, Episode 103.4. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel! Yes, Samuel replied, what is it? He got up and ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Then the Lord called out again, Samuel. Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. Samuel did not know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time. And once more, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I am going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming God and he hasn't disciplined them. So I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifices or offerings. Samuel speaks for the Lord. Samuel stayed in bed until morning, then got up and opened the doors of the tabernacle as usual. He was afraid to tell Eli what the Lord had said to him. But Eli called out to him, Samuel, my son. Here I am, Samuel replied. What did the Lord say to you? Tell me everything. And may God strike you and even kill you if you hide anything from me. So Samuel told Eli everything. He didn't hold anything back. It is the Lord's will, Eli replied. Let him do what he thinks best. As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said proved to be reliable. And all Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh and gave messages to Samuel there at the tabernacle. And Samuel's words went out to all the people of Israel. So I am I did highlight quite a bit. Going back into 2, I thought it was kind of interesting how Hannah kind of calls out there was a girl in the first chapter. What was her name? She was making fun of poor Hannah. Hannah prayed for a child. I don't know where it is. I don't know. But anyway, there was somebody who was making fun of her. And I don't know where it was. But anyway, somebody was making fun of her. And here she is calling her out. Stop acting proud. Don't speak with ignorance or arrogance. And the Lord is God who knows what you've done. He will judge your actions. He's like, just calling her out. God's telling Eli and that his sons are horrible and they're evil and he's going to wipe them out, basically, off the face of the earth with, horrible things, their children, because they're not honoring God. They're, kind of making fun of the whole offerings. They're not doing right by what God feels. And he's going to raise up a faithful priest, who is Samuel. And then in 3, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. I thought that was interesting. Now, in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. Kind of seems like what we're living in right now. And so Samuel goes to sleep by the ark of God, and the Lord calls out, Samuel. 3 times he calls him. And 3 times Eli's not getting it. He's like, Samuel. And Samuel, doesn't get it. And he's like, I'm here. What do you want, Eli? And Eli's like, I didn't call you 3 times. Finally, Eli realizes it and he says, go and lay down. And when you hear a voice, answer it by saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And so again, the Lord comes and calls him twice, Samuel, Samuel. And then he says, speak, your servant is listening. And then the Lord says, I'm about to do something horrible to Israel. I'm going to fulfill all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end. And so I have vowed that the sins of Eli and his sons will never be forgiven by sacrifices or offerings. There's nothing they can do. God's going to be pouring out his wrath on these people. And then, of course, Eli asks Samuel, what did God tell you? And he's afraid, but, he's got to tell him, and he does. And then as Samuel's growing up, everybody, all of Israel, from the tribe of Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, knew Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. And then the last verse, and Samuel's words went out to all the people of Israel. So, I don't know where we're going with this, but I find it very interesting, and I'm hoping and praying that this episode, these 2 episodes, are going to get uploaded to where we need to. Otherwise, it's going to be on Facebook. So that's it for right now. I am going to go ahead and lead you in the prayer of salvation. If you feel like God is calling you, which I'm thinking he probably is, if you're listening to a podcast that reads the Bible every day, I think that somebody's trying to tell you something. So I will lead you in that prayer. It's not about me. It's not about my prayer. It's all about your relationship with God. So I hope that you say the prayer. Let's pray. Holy God, Heavenly Father, Today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the family of Jesus Christ. You are now a brother or sister in Christ. It's that simple. If you say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. And you just did it. So with that said, we always say, mark it in your Bible. Mark it as today is the day that you have a new birthday. And or on your phone, on your wall calendar, however you want to remember it. Tell the person who's been praying for you that you received Christ today. And we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by email, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. We also strongly recommend that you get to a church, find a church, a pastor, anybody who can answer your questions and then help you to the next step in your new life. We say join a ministry, volunteer, go on a mission trip. I mean, you have to pray about it, whatever God's telling you to do. And, you know, go to Bible study, but go start living for Christ is what you need to do. And continue listening to this podcast and reading your Bible, because that's important as well. That's it for today. As always, I don't know what time of day it is that you are listening slash watching, but I'm glad that you're here. And, you know, it could be anytime. It could be a year from now. I don't know when you find this, but it could be morning, noon, night, whatever. But I'm glad you're here. Glad I'm back from the East Coast and back in the saddle again. So I am going to just keep reading until Friday when I go to do it with Jeremiah, and we'll get back on track. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.